Shafiq. Thank you very much. The England team have arrived in Rio ahead of the Football World Cup, which begins in Brazil on Thursday. The Amazonian city of Manaus, where England will play Italy, is one of 12 cities which will host the matches. Though FIFA only required Brazil to stage games in 8 venues, few residents of the more surprising choices questioned their blessings at the time. But as the tournament nears, those places with brand new stadiums but little of the infrastructure improvement the government once promised are wondering whether the World Cup will have any long-term benefits. Bruce Douglas now reports from Manaus.
I'm standing on a pontoon belonging to the Policia Militar do Amazonas, and this is the command centre of the Environmental Police Force. There are a number of men here dressed in green fatigues and orange life vests, and there are a number of green boats here which we're about to take out onto the Rio Negro, which is one of the tributaries of the Amazon.
Eu sou primeiro tenente Abreu.
First Lieutenant Abreu is head of teaching and operations. He told me the state government had set up the environmental unit 7 years ago to defend the unique biodiversity of the Amazon and to combat smuggling. So it started raining furiously now, as it tends to do in the rainforest, and we've just pulled up next to Ponta Negra, which is a large beach on the Rio Negro.
A Ponta Negra é local tradicional.
Ponta Negra, Mr. Abreu tells me, is a popular weekend getaway for locals. During the World Cup, it will host a fan zone where tourists without tickets can watch the games. A rope marks the edge of where it's safe to swim. A few years ago, Mr. Abreu's unit had to remove a number of alligators from the beach, though he assures me that none frequent the area now. What's the largest alligator that's ever been caught in Manaus? 6 meters 30. That's like a dinosaur. Alligators are likely to prove less of a threat to fans' enjoyment of Manaus than its terrible traffic. When the city was chosen to host the event, the local government promised to build a monorail and an express bus lane, as well as the new stadium. Neither of the transport projects materialised. Alex Rivas is an economics professor at the Amazonas Federal University. He worked on the environmental impact assessment of the monorail and bus lane.
We were very optimistic because we are working on the details to have as a legacy of the World Cup. Nothing else happened. We still have corruption problems, we still have a lack of better schools and payment for teachers, you know, very bad. So it's not something that I'm happy with.
So you've lost your original enthusiasm?
Yeah, I'm not enthusiastic about that. You know, I don't care if Brazil is going to win the World Cup or not.
To counter some of that cynicism, the mayor's office has launched a PR campaign. On the steps in front of Manaus' Belle Epoque Opera House, a group of students and aspiring actors are being filmed celebrating wildly. Didier Moraes briefly put aside her green and yellow pom-pom to explain.
We are doing a commercial for TV, for the prefeitura.
And the mayor's office.
That's it, for the World Cup.
And what are you trying to show here in this commercial?
To show the people how the population celebrate.
So, do you think most people in Manaus are excited about the World Cup?
Oh, yeah. All the world is exciting.
But for those who are hoping for more than just football, the mood is one of disappointment. Apart from the stadium, in a city with no significant football clubs, there is little to celebrate. Alex Rivas again.
I think that we should have a gain much more than we're having now. Everything's going to be okay if Brazil wins the championship.
What happens if they go out early?
I don't know. I don't know.
In between taking selfies, workmen in blue overalls are putting the finishing touches to Manaus' elegant 44,000-seater Arena da Amazônia. Designed to look like an indigenous straw basket, the stadium cost 600 million reais, or £160 million. Contrary to the government's promise, all the money came from public funds. With no clear plan for use after the World Cup, the stadium's future running costs will also fall on the Brazilian taxpayer. But as the thunder rolls across the rainforest, Miguel Capobianco, the head of Manaus' World Cup organising committee, insists the tournament will be good for Brazil.
The World Cup wherever it has taken place, has contributed to a significant growth in GDP in the long term. It's not going to be any different here, mainly because football is a key part of our society.
A year after Brazil won the right to host the World Cup, 79% of Brazilians were in favour of hosting the event. Now, that figure is under 50%. With presidential, congressional and state elections just a few months after the World Cup, the government is struggling to convince Brazilians it will be worth the cost.
Bruce Douglas reporting tonight's main headlines.